Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, the place to be for a sexy mom life that turns you on. Overcome the mom guilt, spice up your sex life, and do the shit that matters to you.
Hi, ladies, fellow sexy mamas. Welcome to the beach. Hanging out here watching the waves for a little bit. Yes, it's a nice day out. And the sun is peeking through the clouds. So I want to share a quick message with you, ladies. Three strategies for those of us who want to have it all. We're doing it all. Not meaning that we're doing all the tasks like our housekeeping and all that stuff. Hey, outsource the shit out of that stuff as much as you can. Hi, Sally. Good to see you, mama. But what I mean is those who want to have it all. You want the relationship, the marriage. You want to be an amazing mom. You want to have a kick-ass business. You want to have a badass body. And you want to have an amazing spiritual connection or oneness with the source, God, whatever that is to you. And here are three strategies for that. So the first one is to get clear on what you want. Vision cast for your year. Who do you want to be on this day in 2020? And then chunk it down to the first quarter. So Q1, what are the things that you need to accomplish? Who do you need to become in the next 3 months to get closer to that person that you want to be in 1 year? The person who is capable of doing incredible things that you want to accomplish. It's not about the doing, it's about the being. The being will get you there. You become who you need to become, it will come more naturally than you could ever imagine. It's still work, it's still effort, it's commitment, but it won't feel like an impossible hustle. So that's the first thing. The second thing, hang on, it's pretty bright right here. Okay, the second thing is to plan your week in advance. If you do this, now this is where people get a little hung up, and this is something that when I started doing this, it changed everything for me. I sit down on Sundays, sometimes Saturdays, sometimes really early on a Monday morning, if I really wait till the last minute, and get clear on what it is that I want to create for that week. Meaning, not just in my business, but hey, how many times am I committed to working out that week? How am I training? What am I going to be doing? Laying out a plan for myself so that I don't have to second guess. When you take all these decisions out of the equation and you make them ahead of time, it simplifies so much. And then you just show up because you already created your plan and now you just show up. So what I do, I set the intention, personally, this is what I do. I set the intention for what I want to do in my marriage that week. Sometimes it's how many times are we having sex this week? You know, how many times am I committing to that? All right, like specific. Next, what am I going to do with my kids? What is my commitment to my kids this week? This week it's having this connection time at the end of every evening before they go to bed. Sometimes, like last night, we played Taboo. Tonight it might be Taboo, it might be charades, it might just be a great conversation. But having that time before they go to bed so that we can spend that together. And then what am I doing in my business? What am I doing in my spiritual connection, my morning routine, my meditations, all of that, getting very clear. And not just doing random shit because just for the sake of doing stuff, because we have enough stuff to do. This is where we get hung up. This is where the support really helps, is to get clear on what is actually your vision. Not just what makes sense to do logically next, what should you do, what do other people expect you to do, but what is your vision and what will get you closer to that. So there's one and two, and then three is to time chunk. So another thing to plan out at the beginning of the week, to get clear on when I'm going to be doing what. So I have my gym time. Today, okay, we'll go with Tuesday. I had my gym time, I had that chunk of time. I had my prove it time where I'm reaching out to people, connecting, helping my team. That was a separate chunk of time. I had my chiropractor time that helps, you know, get my body in alignment. That's a big commitment for me. I have my time with the toddlers. We went to the park. I have my time with the kids when they get out of school later. I have my time with Ryan in the evening. I have my time creating content for the sexy mama stuff that's coming. So you see how everything is very intentional. We've got to become masters of our time. If you don't own your time will own you. You get to the end of the day and you know that frustrated feeling where you're like, oh, what did I do with my time today? Ah, I just dragged ass all day. I don't know. For me, that's the worst. That's the worst possible feeling for me. Like I wasted time. You can't get that back. So creating that intention. Now, why is that such a challenge if it's so simple? Again, it's because most of us don't know what the hell we want and why it matters. We're so, and I speak for myself. You know, there have been so many times in my life that I have been so swept up into whatever other people think I should do. or whatever that next logical thing is. Well, I did this last year, so logically I'm going to do this year. But there was no heart connection. There was no pull. So there's got to be that pull. And if there's one thing that I would love to impart on each and every one of you, on you watching, is that ability to really connect with what your heart is telling you to do. Because that is you. That is what sets you apart. That still small voice within. Nobody can replace that. Nothing can replace that. Nothing can fill the void of not following that. Hi, Bridget. Good to see you. So again, number one, getting clear on what your vision is. Where do you want to be in a year? Chunk it down to the first quarter and start there. Number two, get clear on what it is that you want to create in your week, at the top of the week. And number three, time chunking. Time chunking, getting those chunks of time where you're putting similar activities together and mastering your time. Now, I do have a new group forming. I have not decided an official start date, but I have 5 spaces for those of you who are ready to create your impossible thing. Maybe it's writing a book. Maybe it's launching a business. Maybe it's taking your business and scaling it. Maybe it's, moving. Maybe it's, what else? Launching a fashion line. Maybe it's competing in something. All of these crazy things that I have done in my life that I've somehow, I was thinking about this just 2 days ago, I've condensed all of these big accomplishments into short periods of time because of vision and because of commitment. And to do that in the context of community and a group where everyone is doing that is really powerful, you guys. So if you're interested in that, I encourage you to get in touch with me or just comment below and I will message you with some more info. All right, everybody. Have a great rest of the day. I'll see you again here soon. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Mama Podcast. Get more resources for your sexy mom life at sexymamamovement.com.